Ladies and gentlemen, Mondays and Fridays, it is my pleasure, my honor to welcome my brother John Cacciatore, member of the National Academy of Sciences, adjunct professor, University of Illinois, the president of VersaBar Incorporated, live from New Orleans. Johnny, good morning.
Hey, CJ.
Mike Ditka, Hall of Famer. What can you say about the icon, the great man that he is, Mike Ditka? How are you, coach?
I'm doing good, guys. How are you?
All right, Johnny is in my... And why today that I said something about VersaBar and I said they are doing exciting things down there? Wow! You've got a lift. Mike, he's doing a lift. He's got the screen in front of him. This is a tenuous moment for what you're doing, Johnny. Tell me about it.
Well, it's almost more fun than we can stand here. But there's a large platform in the Gulf, one of the platforms that was knocked over during Hurricane Katrina and Rita. And a few others, actually. I knocked some over. And this one is a huge platform in 450 feet of water.
Wow.
in a mudslide area, kind of a soupy, muddy area. And the platform, the top of it has to be retrieved, and it weighs about 6 million pounds. And it's stuck in the mud, and we're pulling on it right now. And it's,
six million pounds?
6 million, 3,000 tons. It's got
wow.
Yeah, and it's got mud suction and... We're kind of lining some tugs up to assist us in the current we're in, and right in the middle of it, Steve.
Wow.
We'd like to start early, and it just hit this day, and so I have a break here. I might have to run, but hopefully we'll get that out of the mud today.
That's just beyond comprehension, Mike. It did take the entire 85 Bears to lift 3 million pounds.
No, it would take a lot more than that. I mean, that is amazing.
It is, and it's with this new machine called the VB10000. Which is the largest lift machine ever built in the Western Hemisphere by a factor of four. Unbelievable stuff. I tell you, I brag about Brother Johnny. That's amazing. And he's right in the middle of this thing. So if you do have to go, let me know. And Mike Ditko do all the heavy lifting today.
We're in good hands with you and Mike.
You just keep an ear on this, and if you have to run, let me know, and that's fine. Newt Gingrich has got a shakeup in his campaign. He says he's going to redo and start again Sunday. They say, why did Newt and his wife go on a cruise in the Greek islands? This is serious. He's got to be more into it. So the top guys have left the Gingrich campaign. Does he have a chance?
No.
I didn't think he did either, Mike. I just don't think he really had a chance. Steve was saying his campaign guys...
You've got to determine, we understand what you're against. We've got to sort of understand what you're for and how you're going to do it. And I like Newt Gingrich, but I don't know why this could possibly happen. If they're your top aides, all of a sudden they're going to drop out, man. Something's got to be going on.
Well, Steve says there is something else going on. A lot of those aides work for Rick Perry, and he may come in, the governor of Texas.
Yeah.
So that could be a factor.
Well, and apparently one or two of them have latched on to Tim Pawlenty already, so maybe it's not Perry. I don't know. I'm real confused. Apparently they were just really upset with Newt's effort and thought.
Well, I don't know the guys, but you know how rats leave a sinking ship.
Yeah, that's right. It's going to be hard. Now, also this morning, Robert Gates, who was George Bush's Secretary of Defense for a while and now still with the President Obama, is leaving. And these exit interviews are always so revealing. So what he said last night is he said NATO's in trouble. He said, Europe, you need to quit thinking that U.S. can do all the heavy lifting all the time. He called his penny-pinching allies a threat to the entire NATO operation.
Well, he's probably true, but I mean, it's unusual for him, anybody to think that anybody would say that. You know, the truth is not very much, very often spoken. So everybody beats around the bush and avoids the issue. And that probably is the issue because Gates has been around now through two administrations. I think he'd know what the heck's going on.
Well, and Mike, we try to kind of raise the level of our Western civilization and all civilization, and we do seem to do the heavy lifting. Look at the UN. I think basically we fund the UN and NATO, and of course everybody wants to be protected, but they'll get anyone else to pay for it if they can. I guess you can't blame them, but we're running out of money. And so,
absolutely, we ran out of money.
Exactly. So we're not going to be able to cover everybody.
Yeah.
Well, in fact, we better start worrying about ourselves a little bit.
Well, and the president mentioned that he's wanting to give Greece $3 billion. I just wonder where you get stuff when we don't have it. How do you do that?
Well, it doesn't matter. They're not going to pay for it. This president will never pay for it. This administration will never pay for it. It'll be paid for by a generation down the way, if we're not owned by China.
I don't know how it works, and I don't know anyone who does.
Yeah.
I don't, and if you guys don't know, I sure don't know. I mean, remember
when we were kids, they had that game Monopoly?
Yeah.
That's what it looks like. It's like funny money.
Know, except when I ran out of money, Steve made me quit the game.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know about that.
You lost when you ran out of money. You finished.
Well, I just remember Johnny letting me owe him a lot of money. I mean, you got into the second and third game of the Treasury because you ran out of paper. I don't know. It just keeps going. We're going to raise the debt ceiling, I guess, right?
Oh, I'm sure they will. I don't know whether they really have a choice. You can talk a good game, and of course, even if we had a choice, I think the Republicans show propensity to cave on everything. I don't see a whole lot of difference between the Republicans and the Democrats. Bottom line, you hear a lot of difference, but I don't really see a lot of difference.
Yeah. Well, I agree. They'll probably raise it, but I do believe that there should be. There should be substantial cuts in a lot of things. And, you know, and they come up with this thing, the media comes in, where you're taking food out of pregnant women's mouths and this and that. You know? Hey, listen, you know, in this country, it's time that you stop holding your hand up and start raising your arms up to help the country. Instead, you know, and it goes back to what Kennedy said. Ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
Right.
We've become a country of this right now. This is who we are. And I'm not saying that you don't help people, and don't get me wrong. I really believe in helping people. But I think you've got to encourage people to help themselves.
Putting them
in a position where they can grow, where there can be employment, where there can be value, can there be worth. You know, you just can't say, okay, here's what you're going to do. You do nothing, and we'll give you this. And over a period of time, you know, you're going to enjoy doing nothing and getting this.
But the average individual American always likes to help people. I've seen in my life and living in three states, and Mike, you've been all over.
Yeah.
You know, it's the companies, it's the churches, it's the individuals that help people. The government takes resources and actually prevents you from helping people. They talk like we got to cover more people in health care. We all want everyone to have health care, but that's not a good approach to have the government run it, because we all will suffer quality of health care. And the same thing goes for handing out money for welfare. You want people to have enough, but with the standing in lines and the forms and what you have to do and then what you end up depending on, it doesn't help. It doesn't really work. And that's the objection that I have with big government. It isn't, I don't want them to have my money to help people. It's, they can't help people. And so let's see if they can do what they're supposed to do, protect the borders of the country. Let's start with that.
Well, we're not doing that. And that takes
In some areas, the troops are doing everything humanly possible, but the management isn't that good.
Well, and management is poor when there's such bureaucracy, you can't get anything done because the paperwork and the upper echelons and how many layers there is to get anything. I mean, criminy, when Katrina happened, how many water trucks stood on the sideline? They couldn't even get in. The organization's so bad. I mean,
it's hard to do, and you have to have independence and the ability to think for yourself. That's key to any free country.
I think the state of Alabama shows some independence, guys.
Yep.
And I tell you, that's going to be pretty interesting now.
Johnny, Alabama Governor Robert Bentley signed a tough new law. The law allows police to arrest anybody suspected of being an illegal immigrant. It requires public schools to determine students' immigration status. I mean, they really cracked down. They did it, Mike, because Georgia did it, and everybody from Atlanta was coming over there. So now Alabama says, we're not doing this. And now it's going to go to Florida because Florida's got to tighten up. South Carolina has a good one. So the dominoes are falling. Arizona's taking a hit because they're ground zero of this whole deal of tough laws. But the other states are getting into it now. They don't want this.
Well, I mean, it's really a wake-up call for the government to do something. I mean, it's liberalism at its greatest. I mean, you know, we're going to be the friend of everybody and people who are going to come into this country who don't deserve to be here. I mean, you know, this was a melting pot, you know, through the 30s and 40s and 20s, and people came from all over the world, but they came here to what? To work, to be employed, to work, to be part of a free nation. And right now, I don't see that as their reason for coming here.
The other thing, Mike, they came for was to start new with a new way of thinking where we're all in it together and give up some of the things
that weren't working.
Now we all have to have this diversity and, maintain the culture, and that's not the same thing. And, of course, there's a lot more conflict with that. But what you see there, Steve, is the consequence. You know, the laws, there are rules and laws that we've agreed on, and most of them started with a reason, because to maintain order and to maintain our values and quality of life. And the consequence of not following those rules is that we won't maintain our quality of life at all. Yeah. We're not going to be able to maintain it. So we got a group fighting for it, and then a kind of a group fighting for a different view, and that's what it's all about, right?
93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. Brother Johnny, Mike Ditka, our segment every Monday and Friday from 7:30 to 8. So glad you found us on the radio on 93.5, 95.3 Connect FM. Okay, we move to this Anthony Weiner story. The worst part about this is what essentially, remember Baywatch was a bikini-clad show. The rest of the world thought the U.S. was nothing but bikinis and lifeguards. And the impression this gives the world, not that we need any more help, but my gosh, this guy lies through his teeth for a week, does unconscionable things, and he's clinging the eat his knees, not leaving. He says he's not leaving. What a joke.
Joke or no joke, I mean, I don't think I think he believes he's not leaving, and I don't know. I mean, it looks like, the one thing I want to say, guys, is everybody just normal people. I don't care what you are, whether you're a senator or you're in the House of Representatives, you're the president, you're the secretary of the treasury. We're people, and people have faults, and people do things. This is a pretty serious one. There's no question about it. But, I mean, it's probably something other people haven't done. I'm just saying that I really don't understand. If I was him, I would be so embarrassed, and I would disappear from the face of the earth. This guy's got major problems.
Yeah,
he's got a pregnant wife. It's crazy stuff.
It's crazy. He has. I never liked him, to be honest with you. But that has maybe nothing to do with it. But he's definitely embarrassed the Congress, and I think it's just one of those hypocritical things. The worst thing, despite this rather quirky habit he had of emailing, he doesn't look that attractive to me, but I don't know. But you know, Steve, the worst thing he did after he basically got caught, he tried to not only lied about it, he tried to blame someone else for doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just the bottom of the barrel to me, and I think it's an absolute disgrace. And it's another fine example of the leadership that we have, and it doesn't do a whole lot for confidence and credibility, believe me, here or abroad. So it's just too bad. It's amazing how something like that can make international news.
Oh, my gosh, it's everywhere.
Well, it made international news, but it's not as big a deal, really, with the liberal media is trying to smear Sarah Palin.
Yeah.
I mean, it's ridiculous. I'm sitting there, I'm watching TV, but this stuff is absolutely incredible how bad the New York Times and the Washington Post. I mean, it's a joke. These people are morons, the best. That would be the best thing I could call
them. Did you see the Washington?
To do what they're doing.
We see the Washington Post put an appeal out looking for 100 people.
Go
through all of Sarah
Palin.
Find
any kind of dirt on her at all.
Oh, yeah, they're going to...
The funny thing is they probably won't ever find anything on her.
Well, Johnny, they're
reading... She happens to be a good person.
See, they're reading all of her emails.
I don't understand that. I really don't, because if she had done something like Anthony Weiner, maybe you have something, a chip on your shoulder about that type of thing, and so you go after somebody. But McCain picked her to be vice president. She'd been governor of Alaska, and it's the rest is history. It's just she is like the number one target.
Yeah, no, I know. And I guess they're afraid of her. They're threatened by her. She's beautiful. She's a conservative. She's a woman. I don't know.
I can tell you, though, Mike, what's sad, it really works. The average person thinks she's an idiot, and they're laughing about it.
You're right. Well, I don't think the average person. I think a lot of people do, because a lot of people are swayed by what the media does say. People like the Times and the Washington Post. But I think people who really, if you think the issue through, I think if you have any brains at all, you understand that she to me, is the epitome of what Americanism is. So, you know, I really don't care what they write. They can't change anything I believe. You know, right. I met her. I know who she is. I know what she stands for. I know what her values are. I know how much she loves America. I know the job she did in the state of Alaska. Hey, doesn't any of that count? Well, what counts is what a person believes or thinks or says all of a sudden, oh, you know, this is a person who's wacky. Well, they're not wacky. They're you know, they called a lot of people, as they're calling the Tea Party people now, they call a lot of people back in the 1700s crazy, too, because they were radicals about wanting their freedom, wanting to be away from Great Britain. Well, you know, it worked out pretty good.
Right, exactly. You got it.
All right, we're going to take our break. Be right back with Brother Johnny Mike Ditka. That'll be coming up here in just a couple of moments on 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. I am Stevie J. It's coming up on 7:49. We'll get a Wall Street update. We'll come back and talk about other items, including the NBA Finals. Does Hillary want to run the World Bank? That's the story out of Telegraph, actually, out of Great Britain, had that this morning. Does she want to leave Secretary of State and run the World Bank, taking over for that guy, attack that maid? You
know, Dominic Strauss-Kahn.
Whatever his name is. Mm-hmm. That's in the news this morning as well. But right now, let's check your weekend weather forecast. We want to know how it's going to be. Your Connect FM 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
It's going to be awesome this weekend. Today's high 88, a 50% chance of precipitation, led down to 66 this evening with still a 60% chance of rain. But tomorrow, make way for the sunshine and a high only 73, down to 55 Saturday night with partly cloudy conditions. And Sunday, sunshine high 74. We're at 64 now on Connect FM 93.5, 95.3.
All right, back with more with Brother John and Mike Ditka as we come up with our final segment after this Wall Street update. Hey, good morning. Final few moments at 7:52 on 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. Mike Ditka, Brother Johnny, news from the Telegraph this morning says Hillary Clinton could very well step down as Secretary of State and be the next person to run the World Bank to take over for that disgraced Dominic guy. Would Hillary do this, and should she do it?
Boy, that's a good question. I never thought, I didn't hear that one. World Bank, I don't know, Steve. Mike, what do you know about the World Bank?
I really don't know anything about that. I really don't, but I just thought I saw something on Fox that says she might have stepped down, but she may be running for president. Well, I'm not sure that's true either. Yeah. So I think a lot of people have a lot of speculation right now.
What she did?
She could probably run the World Bank as well as that other bozo did.
Well, now, she did that, though. I mean, 5 years from now, she'd be 69. She could run in 2016, if that's her aspiration. Or maybe she steps down, talks about the World Bank, and does make a run. Could she run against Barack Obama? Would that ever happen?
I don't know. I'm just saying what I saw on TV.
Yeah.
I really don't know.
I don't know at this point, no, but, you know, in politics, if something else breaks the wrong way for the president, you know, there's someone always waiting in the wings, and Hillary's strong. She's looking better and better, Steve.
All right, Johnny, you're one of the great inventors of our time. Can we not figure something out for these wildfires? My, is the devastation incredible.
Well, we need rain. That's not an invention, but wow, I'll tell you what.
We need people to use common sense, too, with setting campfires and being in these areas and knowing how dangerous it is, and yet they do it. And they think, well, you know, and they do believe this was started from a campfire period.
Yeah, wow.
Wow, I mean, but we're talking about a fire as big as the city of Phoenix. How do you stop that thing? That's crazy.
You really just contain it.
You know, without rain, you don't.
Oh, unbelievable.
So you can contain it, but boy, that's scary. This is just part of that Southwest territory. Really, it's been pretty prevalent the last 20 years.
Finally, the NBA Finals. Johnny, Brian Cardinal became the first area player in Champaign-Urbana and Central Illinois to ever score a point in an NBA Finals as the Mavericks beat the Heat. It's now 3-2, going back to Miami for what could be two more games. 3-2 Mavs. Mike, you said Miami is the best guys. Maybe they still win it by winning two at home.
Well, I don't know if they do. You know, I watch what's going on right now. This thing seems to come down to clutch time or fourth quarter points. And right now the Mavericks are doing a pretty good job. And then, you know, the Heat players said, hey, we played a good enough offensively last night. We didn't play good enough defensively. They haven't scored in the 80s. All of a sudden, they're in the 100s. I mean, you got to give a lot of credit to the big three on the Mavericks, too.
I'll tell you, Steve, too, you talk about the heart of a champion playing like a champion. and you've got Nowitzki playing like a champion. You got LeBron James. He's not playing like a champion. I don't know what he's doing in the fourth quarter. Wade is, but I'm just don't understand LeBron. He's not really. I'm expecting more from him.
Well, somebody called him on ESPN. Somebody called LeBron the modern day Wilt. Yeah, Bill Russell had the chip on his shoulder. Wilt had all the genes and the amazing size. And I don't know. And Michael Jordan, of course, fourth quarter was his time. And LeBron has 2 points last night. They can still win it, but he's not coming through in the fourth.
Well, Dallas is playing like the NBA champion right now.
Yeah.
But they do have to win a game over there. And those guys are good. It's a great final.
Final note. The NFL apparently discussing an 8-game season. What?
Well, you know, if the fans tolerate that, then that's what they deserve. It's that simple. You know, I think somewhere along the way, if these idiots can't work it out, then people have to step in and say, hey, listen, you want an 8-game season, then you go watch them.
I'll tell you what, as a fan, Mike, I don't expect a whole lot of breaks. I remember when the Saints played one of their preseason game as a Hall of Fame game in Ohio, so we only had 3 preseason games, and I figured, well, at least it'll be a little cheaper for the season tickets. But Benson, instead of giving money back for the game we didn't have, he gave me 4 extra tickets to the first preseason game.
That's terrible. That's cheap. No.
Which nobody wanted,
no,
to be honest.
No. Well, again, I think, and I'm probably a very novice NFL fan. I really like it, but I can't imagine the diehard NFL fan. I mean, I'm getting angry, just me, thinking that they can't split $9.5 billion in this economy is unconscionable.
Well, it's a power struggle right now. Egos have got involved. I mean, it's like not wanting to back down either side to show that there's a weakness there. And that's the problem right now. And when you have a negotiation and you want to settle something, there's got to be give and take on both sides. I mean, there are things that the players should do to make the game better. There's probably things that owners should do to make the game better and to move forward on this thing. But it's got to be a partnership. You've got to be in business together, really. And I don't know if the modern players want that. They want to own the business, and you can't do that.
Hey, Johnny, we got to run and leave it there. But, Mike, John gives away Bethany, his daughter, at a wedding in New Orleans tomorrow night. Are you nervous?
I'm nervous.
Well, he told me that already.
I think Bethany's doing better than me, but we'll be all right.
What the heck? I mean, really? She's getting married? Come on. I just gave her the Barney video. Come on.
Yeah. Well, Stevie, it's a good time and a lot of great people here, and we're blessed, and we're looking forward to it.
Giving away his daughter at the big wedding tomorrow in New Orleans. We'll see you there. See you tonight. Hey, listen, Mike, Johnny, thank you so much. We'll pick it up Monday.
Thank you, guys. We'll see you later.
Take care. Hey, listen, guys. Hold on. I'm going to be flying back from Pittsburgh on Monday. We're going to have to work something out.
All right. I'll be in touch.
We'll get it straight, Mike. Thanks.
Mike, thanks so much. Mike Ditka, brother Johnny. Mondays and Fridays. Hope you enjoy our visits. 7:30 to 8. Also up on our podcast at myconnectfm.com. That'll be up shortly as well if you want to re-listen to anything we've said. I appreciate you finding us here on the radio. We'll be right back. Fox News next. And Anthony Weiner won't go. A little on that story this morning, and our political humor satirist Bill Melberg also coming up in the next hour. Stay right there. You know.